Message number 671. Ignore questions or demands made of you to change my words. Sunday, January 13, 2013 at 12:10 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must never forget who your master is. When you are being dragged in every direction and when my disciples place enormous loads upon your shoulders, you must resist. Place yourself in my holy hands, remain alone, and ask me to handle everything. You must only respond to my voice. Any other voice which commands you to do my holy work according to their ways, their interpretations must be ignored. Many who follow this mission must understand that my holy word may not be scrutinized, changed, or adapted to suit others. My word is sacred. Accept what I say in faith and be content. Trying to find hidden meanings, sensation, or seek fortune telling is offensive to me. Learn to listen to my voice. Let it touch your soul and be thankful that I give you this gift of my intimate teachings and desires. I do this out of compassion for you and because I love you. To question and demand that I give you the answers you want to hear is insulting to me. My daughter, please ignore questions or demands made of you to change my words or the meaning of what I say to you. You do not, as I have told you before, have the authority to do so. Even when those devious souls plant difficult questions to which you do not have the answer, remain silent. To those of you who continue to try and trip me up by challenging and criticizing my holy word, know that you are but a poor weak sinner. It is not that you ask questions for the good of your soul which I find displeasing. It is your refusal to accept that I, Jesus Christ, could ever communicate to the world as I do now. If you take my word and twist it to suit your way, it will become meaningless. If you then tear it apart in order to defy this my holy mission to save this last generation, then you will be thrown to one side. My plan is powerful now as I lead humanity quickly onwards along the path of truth. Those who wander and stray will be left behind. There is only so much time left to save each of you. Why do you waste it? Every minute is precious. Allow me the chance to lead you, teach you, and salvage you. Obedience to me, your Jesus, is required if I am to help you. You can only obey me when you surrender your will to me. When you do this, confusion will no longer be present in your soul. Your Jesus.